Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Credit to people.com for this one. And this is a story about biology that people seem to think is not possible.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy because we've seen people who don't match their parents sometimes in skin tone. We've seen people who, I don't know. I want to use phrases here. I'm not sure that they're appropriate anymore.
Yeah, but I
went to school with a kid who was an albino. His parents were black, but he was very, very white. That happens. So,
and it did happen.
Yeah. I think we should just read the story because it's so good.
So I'll just point out, this is the story of the little girl named Pudge Pudge.
Pudge Pudge
is her nickname.
Yeah.
Mom is black. Dad is white.
Right.
First two kids look like a mix of the two. They're kind of in between. Youngest child, little Pudge Pudge, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah.
And you know where the story is going.
By the way, these are the names of the kids. Chub Chub is 8, Bubba is 6, and then Pudge Pudge is the newborn. I love these people so much.
Everybody needs a nickname.
This is what the mom says. Quote, I'll be honest with you. One of the things I thought was somebody made a mistake. When conceiving Pudge Pudge, she said with the IVF, through IVF, nobody made a mistake. She recounts how having her C-section during it, her husband visibly reacted to the youngest child's skin color. Like, he was like, whoa. He tried to play it off to keep her calm through the procedure. I was like, is the baby okay? Like, what's going on? And he goes, everything's fine. It's all fine. Don't worry about it. It's all good. That's not reassuring, dude.
No. So they went as far as to, because since they did IVF, they went as far as to get a paternity test done.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is how much, that's how white this baby, like the baby is whiter than dad is. And so they had a paternity test done to make sure there wasn't a mistake made in IVF. No, this baby is absolutely 100% the product of these two people.
The first time I laid eyes on her, says the mom, I was like, yeah, she's light. And I looked at her ears and they were pink because sometimes with darker skinned children, their ears will come out darker. And that's like an indicator of what color they will be. But her ears had no color. I had no idea that was a thing. She talks about being, you know, she received various comments questioning Pudge Pudge's parentage, with one commenter even suggesting that the guy had cheated on her. Okay, right. Can we break that down real quick? What did they think happened? They thought her husband cheated on her.
Right.
And got her pregnant with his cheating baby?
It would have to be her that cheated.
Right.
She would have had to have cheated.
People are so stupid. Like, anytime there's a great George Carlin quote, and it's used a lot, but it should be used a lot. If you don't understand how dumb people are, just think of how dumb the average person is, and then realize that half of people are dumber than that. Holy cow.
Okay, so the really sad part about this is how comfortable strangers feel in judging her for this or in asking her about it, in assuming that this is not her kid. Somebody complimented her on being a really great nanny
to
this child. which she's not.
It's like, I'm her mom. Yeah.
At one point, she said she and her best friend were followed in a grocery store by a woman who suspected they had stolen the baby from another family.
Yeah.
She said, at first, my reaction was like, why would somebody steal a baby? Do you know how stressful it is to have kids?
I love that line.
Yeah.
Why would I steal a baby? You know what? Do you want this one? Go ahead. Go ahead. Take that one. She said, I'll be honest with you. If I had seen another parent that looks like us, I would look, but I don't know. I'd say anything. I'd be like, well, I guess that's just a different looking family than I expected.
She said occasionally her husband has had to step in to those confrontations, although usually she just handles it herself because he obviously doesn't get the comments because he looks like the baby.
Yeah.
Mom says, I have cousins that are also biracial and they look like Pudge Pudge. So she is used to it, but she can get how other people are a little thrown off by that visual. 913-586-7798. Do you not look like your parents, or do you have a child that doesn't look like you? I mean, this is a pretty extreme case, but to the point that you get asked about it, or you know that people are looking.
Whether it's by law, I mean, you could also have adopted.
Sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
And that comes with that challenge. And yeah. I do wonder, not to make this into a racial thing, but I think other people are. If the roles were reversed, if she was a white woman with a black child, do you think people would be as suspicious?
I don't know.
I think people would be like, that's weird, but they wouldn't think, oh, she stole that child, because people think, or that's the nanny even. They would just probably think, oh, that's wonderful. That woman adopted that child.
Right.
Right.
The assumption would be adoption.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So fact that she's a black woman with a white baby, people are going to be like, oh, I don't know. Is that okay? Well, you know, they're sneaky. 913-586-7798. Yeah, if you have a child that doesn't look like you, what are some of the battles there? What are some of the struggles? How do you deal with that? Do you just have to fight people, or you're just used to the looks all the time?
Yeah, or do you just not say anything? I mean, you don't owe anyone an explanation.
No.
It shouldn't surprise me, but it does. The number of people that are willing to say something to her about it.
Yeah.
And it's mostly women, right? That are moms that feel like it's okay, because you feel like you're protecting the kid, to make a comment about it and say, oh, wow, you know, what a great job you're doing as a nanny, or there's no way that kid can be yours. You know, it's like, did you not study?
Who do you? Yeah, we're getting calls, so we'll get to those in a second. But I'm just going to ask you this question real quick. Who do you think is more nosy when it comes to stuff like this? I think most men, saw it, would just be like, whatever. Like,
women.
Even if they thought she was kidnapping the kid, they'd be like, "What? I'm not going to get involved in this. I don't care."
Women, especially moms.
Yeah.
I mean, I think moms are the group that feel like, because they are a parent and you feel like you have the right to ask that question and protect that kid. I also think moms' heads, I say this not as a mom, but moms' heads go to the worst case scenario more than men's do with stuff like this. And so instead of giving the benefit of the doubt first, they go to, oh, you stole the baby.
Right. You must have done something illegal, because you people are unethical.
There's no way
this
can be your kid.
It's disgusting. 913-586-7798. As we get, you keep calling. If you're calling, we'll get to you in a second. From the text line.
So she's doing her best with this TikTok page to try to educate people about biology.
Okay.
And she's being way more kind than I think
would be. Are the kids' actual names Pudge Pudge and Chudge
Chudge? That's their nicknames.
Yeah, that's their nickname. People are like, well, she named them that. They're going to get bullied. I don't think those are their actual names.
They're not getting bullied because of their names.
And even if, honestly, if your name is Pudge Pudge, I don't think you're getting bullied anyway. Because I'm going to assume whoever named you Pudge Pudge was setting you up for fighting.
She's just not sharing their real names on social media. That's all.
From the text line, 8256, I'm black. I have blood cousins that look white, Hispanic, and et cetera. When we used to have family reunions, I just thought it was a UN meeting.
That's good.
And
funny.
Also from the text line, moms are way more nosy than dads, or I guess the women are more nosy than men. I think that I can just paint that with a rosier brush, maybe, just to say that they're nosy, but maybe they care more, even if they're thinking is in the wrong, their brain is in the wrong place. Yeah. Their heart is in the right place, where they're like, I'm concerned, you know,
which is the nurturer.
Yeah.
I want to make sure
everything's okay. Which even though the brain is in the wrong place in that case, the heart maybe is in the right place. I don't know. I'm probably wrong. Let's go to Jason in Raytown. Hey, Jason.
Hey guys.
Hey.
So I grew up in a very big family, 7 brothers and sisters. I'm in the middle, and all my brothers and sisters are brown hair, dark complected, brown eyes, right-handed. And I came out blonde hair, green eyes, very pale, and left-handed.
Okay.
And so I got teased all the time that I was a milkman baby.
Yeah. That's funny.
I look nothing like anybody else in my family. I mean, nothing like any of them.
There's no modern equivalent for a milkman baby, right? The Amazon delivery guy baby?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Yeah. Anyway, so did you ever question it? Did you ever go like, because I think everybody at some point thinks to themselves, are these people really my blood? Like, really?
How is that possible?
How is that even possible?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever really question it?
I never really did. I mean, even if I was, my parents raised me, and those are my parents, regardless. I mean, it's how it is. And to be honest, I've actually learned to do a lot of things differently because everything in the family was right-handed. I still play baseball left-handed. Mm-hmm. I write left-handed, but I bowl, I shoot a gun, I do almost everything. I'll shoot pool is all right-handed because that's how I had to grow up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, my wife's left-handed, and she's the same way. She has to do everything, a lot of things right-handed, because it's just that's the way society conditions you. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Thanks.
Anyway, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
The call.
913-586-7798. Let's see, trying to sort this one out from the text line. My husband is white. I'm black. Our youngest daughter looks white. And looks white with curly blonde hair. Took her to the ER as an infant while out with my girlfriend, who is white. Doctor to my friend, whatever. So they thought that her friend was the mom of the baby.
And again, we asked this question last week. How do you prove the kid is yours? If you're really pressed on it, how do you prove this is your kid?
Other than carrying their birth certificate around with you, I don't know.
Which everybody just has.
Everybody knew. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Mike in Topeka. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, Mike.
Good. What do you have to say about this?
So I have 2 older brothers who are black, and I'm white. And we are just far enough in age that we didn't have the same friend groups growing up. But there was some crossover, and it was astounding the number of times that I would introduce them to my friends or they would introduce me to their friends, and they wouldn't believe us that we were brothers, because how could we possibly be brothers if they're black and I'm white?
Mm-hmm.
And it got annoying to the point that it finally kind of became an inside joke that we just started telling people that I was albino, and that was why. And you would think that, you know, that wouldn't be like, they'd be like, okay, come on, you know, tell us, you know, how are you really brothers? And we'd go ahead and explain. But there were a number of people who would rather believe that and were like, oh, wow, you're so tan for an albino guy. And we would just shake our heads like, wow, you really are that dumb. And it just, to this day, it's still kind of a long running inside family joke.
And I know you just said like people would ask, but I have to ask, why were you a different race than your brothers?
Because we have the same mom, different dad.
That's what I said. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but you shouldn't. Yeah. But I would never go up to somebody on like some child and ask that question, but because you brought it up, I would just give it like within the context. I think it was appropriate.
And just growing up, you know, and the people that we would introduce as, and you'd think that you were already friends with this person, so you would kind of have some knowledge that they're not going to be, you know, yanking your chain or just giving you a hard time or something. So if they introduce you to someone and say, this is my brother, you'd be like, oh, okay, that's their brother. And it wouldn't even have that thought process of, how is that possible? You guys don't look alike.
Yeah, kids don't think that far ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Mike.
We're going to come back and get more calls on this. Lacey in Independence, definitely hang on the line. She has biracial children. She's going to tell us about her experience with that in just a few minutes on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy Reid has given a bit of an update on Xavier Worthy. We'll pull the audio, play that for you here after a little bit. It wasn't a lot of an update, but
Adam Schefter also has an update. He says his sources within the Chiefs, I think he has, oddly, has a little more information than Andy Reid does.
He's just willing to tell us more than Andy Reid is.
Yeah. But right now, we're talking about this fascinating story from People Magazine, where a woman talks about she has a baby. She's black. The baby was born through IVF. Her husband is white, she's black, and her baby doesn't look like her. Her baby looks white. Blonde hair, blue eyes, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever she goes, people always either assume she's the nanny, or worse, they'll say, they'll like follow her and accuse her of stuff.
For sure they stare.
Yeah.
And, you know, and are trying to figure it out. Yeah.
So I like her a lot because she just owns it. And she put it out there. She's like making TikTok videos like, yep, this is my life and this is what's happening and this is my baby. If you see it, she's trying to normalize it, and she should, because it's ridiculous that we don't. Let's go to Lacey in Independence. Goes through the same thing. Hey, Lacey.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Fantastic. Hi. What do you have to say about this, Lacey?
Well, I'm just my own experiences and the experiences of my daughter. I am a Caucasian, and my daughter is half white, half black. Although she presents usually, I mean, she looks black. She does not look like me at all. And the audacity of people, the questions that complete strangers, the comfortability that they have with coming up and asking very personal questions. And also not having the ability to stop and think before they speak to realize what they're saying could be very hurtful.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing you've been asked or the worst comment you've gotten?
I probably can't say it.
No, jeez.
On the radio, but I had a complete stranger come up. We were on vacation in San Diego and enjoying beautiful San Diego. If you've never been, you can go. It's wonderful and amazing and beautiful. And we were there enjoying our time and had a complete stranger come up and ask me if I was sure my child was mine.
Which again, how stupid are these people that...
And so I followed up with my favorite, I'm sorry, what? To give her an opportunity
does that work?
To realize what she said. No, she went all in and said, well, is she adopted?
Wow, this is none of your business.
Her any less of my child? So I stopped and I thought before I answered her questions, because genuinely, when somebody asks you that, I'm like, if she were adopted, she would still be my daughter.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
That doesn't make her any less mine. So I just ended up telling her, well, yeah, she's my daughter and I gave birth to her.
Yeah.
Like, and that's how I answered it, because like you ask that question, what did you want me to say to that?
You know, right.
And I, my favorite experience was when we went out to eat, and this had happened numerous times where when my daughter was little. Now she's older and she can stand up for herself, and she does. But when she was little, we would go out to eat and we would have complete strangers come up and touch her hair.
Oh,
and at first I would just kind of be like, oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's my daughter. But after a couple times I started to realize like, wait, no, I need to advocate for her and stand up for her, because that's her body.
Yeah.
And complete.
Don't touch another kid.
Why would they be wanting kid? I mean, maybe this is just a depth of racism I don't understand. Why would they want to touch her hair?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, my baby does have amazingly beautiful hair.
Okay, so but that was it?
There are a lot, but also there are a lot of people out there with amazingly beautiful hair, and you can just tell them
Yeah.
Hey.
That looks beautiful.
Your hair is amazingly beautiful. I love it. And then you can just go on about your day.
You know, Lacey, it's tough too, because on one hand, and I'm not excusing anybody's behavior or anybody who's made you feel feel bad or feel like an alien, you know, like or other whatever, however they've made you feel. And on the other hand, I do understand a curiosity about it. You can understand that, right? Like, you can understand if you saw somebody that out with the baby that didn't look, you'd be like, oh, I wonder what. But I never like anything mean or malicious, just like, oh, I wonder what that's like. Just the same, we asked you to call in because we wonder what it's like raising a baby like that. People are curious about each other. And if there's something different, most of us, hopefully, are just genuinely, benevolently curious about what it's like having that life, because it's different than ours. But
it's just when you come out with when you come from a place of, hey, I don't know how to ask this, so please forgive me if it's a little bit harsh or rude. Please understand that's not where I'm coming from, but I just, maybe a place of ignorance, but can you help me understand how you ABC? And then I'm like, oh yeah, girl, I got you.
Right.
Yeah. Like, no, I'll sometimes say to somebody when I ask a question, and I've said it on the air many times, this is probably going to come out wrong, or I don't mean it the way it's going to sound, but
how I start most of my conversations.
Yeah. I think it's fine to be curious, but not every curiosity has to be met.
Yeah.
Not every curiosity has to be fulfilled.
Curiosity is welcomed. Hate is not.
Right.
Right.
And there are some people, and thanks for your call, Lacey. Really appreciate it. There are some people pushing back on this, and they're like, it's not that bad. In the modern day, people are, they're just looking, they're just curious. They're not. If you want to see malice associated with this, if you don't believe that that actually exists, go on any of Brittany Mahomes's Instagram pictures of her and her children. Go on there and see how many people wearing her husband's jersey will be calling her children things and calling her children words I don't think I can say on air. Literally, like, will be on there calling her children racial denigrating terms who are fans of her husband. So, yeah, it does happen, and it is malicious, and it's ridiculous that it would be nice, texters, if we lived in a world where that wasn't a thing, where this is just made up and people are just lying about the confrontations that they have. But unfortunately, it's not. Just go on Brittany Mahomes's Instagram and you'll see it.
And I am baffled by the gall of somebody willing to, like, I'm curious about a lot of things, but it's none of my business. How it came to be. Like, if you want to know how it came to be, Google it.
Right.
You know, you don't have to go up and act like this is this strange alien. How could this? Because I feel like you're looking for something wrong.
Yeah.
You're looking for that person to admit something wrong.
You're looking to feel superior to them, too. That's part of it, too, is I'm looking to feel like, oh, you're different, and thus I'm better than you. That's a problem. Whereas most of the time when I see somebody different, I'm like, I'm actually excited sometimes when I see somebody different. Do you know what I mean? I know that's weird, but when I see, I know that's, it's a crazy thing to admit or say on air. But if I see somebody like that has, you know, if they lost a leg or something like that, I'm almost like, oh, I wonder what that life is like. And you know, good for them. And they're brave people for navigating that. And I'm just happy to see that there's different people around me that make up the fabric of life. That's how we make life interesting, is if everybody had the same life, it'd just be Stepford Wives and be boring.
But not everybody wants to talk about it.
No.
Not everybody wants...
They don't have to talk about it.
Wants to be asked.
Go up to somebody with a baby that doesn't look like them, or if they were missing an arm or leg or something, like, hey, so what's going on there? What's life like for you? Real quick, you did say we had some information from Andy Reid on Xavier Worthy. I think we have the clip of him talking about it right now. So, get ready for this. This is a bombshell. What?
Oh, Quentin just told me we have a clip from the woman's TikTok.
Okay. Well, which one are we going to play?
Okay. We could do the TikTok.
All right, let's play the woman's TikTok first.
Reminder, y'all. Genetics do whatever they want to do, okay? I don't know why my child has
blonde hair and blue eyes. I don't know why my other two children don't have blonde hair and blue eyes. I don't know. I didn't study that much biology. I studied a little bit, okay? But what I do know is that these are all biologically my babies. I do know that I love them.
Yeah, and that is what the essence of this is, and it's the problem, is that it doesn't matter to her what her kids look like. Mm-hmm. All that matters is that they're her kids and she loves them. And that's all that should matter to anybody who comes up and asks her anything about her kids. It's a damning note on society that this woman even has to make these videos. Annie Reid today said this about Xavier Worthy. Get ready for this bombshell.
So as far as the injuries go, I know Xavier's the big question, and he's rehabbing and working his shoulder, and we'll just see where it goes day by day here. See where we end up.
You don't want the Eagles to know.
Well, they're not. He's not playing against the Eagles, but nobody thinks that. I think that it's, if you know the history of Andy Reid with this kind of stuff, it's funny because Eric Berry, who had cancer, was day to day for the rest of his career post cancer. Mitchell Schwartz injured his back in 2019 and was, or, I'm sorry, 2020, and was day to day until he eventually retired. So we don't know what day to day means. Having said that, Adam Schefter was on Pat McAfee's show and said that his sources within the Chiefs say Worthy's going to miss a couple of weeks, but they think that he'll be able to play after that, that they're just going to watch him and monitor him, but it doesn't seem like he's going to need surgery, and he should be back within a couple of weeks. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good news. Happy. All right. Good stuff. All right. Coming up, a family used AI to recreate their son's voice. Their son had died in a car accident. Is this beyond creepy, or is this in some ways sweet? There's bittersweet. Is there creepy sweet?
I have the ick about this.
I got the ick about it too. We'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So grief is a personal thing, and everybody does it differently. And who are we to judge, I guess, how someone chooses to grieve? But I get the ick about this one a little bit. A year ago, you have an 18-year-old high school senior, Robert, who was in a wreck and was killed in this crash. This was on a highway between Jackson and Oxford, Mississippi. He crossed into oncoming traffic. He died, and so did the other driver. That was a year ago. And now his family is using artificial intelligence to preserve his voice to advocate for highway safety improvements.
Yeah, and it's a good message. It's a good cause. But you see, when I see the quotes from the family on this, it's obviously still grieving. And I don't know that this is necessarily beneficial. They said it was really tough for their older son because he was probably the first one who found out and he had to tell me. And then the phone call, the wife, was the toughest thing I've ever done, the father said. So the best I can tell, and it's not really clear on what happened in the accident, but he crossed over a double yellow line between lanes into oncoming traffic. Whether he was tired or fell asleep at the wheel or something else was going on. We don't know. But they have an advocacy campaign named Live Like Robert. The senior class at his high school came up with a hashtag Live Like Robert, and we have these cones, one that said, so it's got all this really great information, but his voice in the thing says, you know, I'm dead. My name is Robert Noah. 1 year ago, I died on Mississippi Highway 7. I can't come back, but you can stop another family from getting the call that mine did. It reminds me, I don't know, this is before my time, so I just know it as like people referencing it, but like Yul Brynner, who is an actor, did an advertisement about how smoking kills, and he smoked, and that's why he was dead. And it was like, I'm Yul Brynner and I'm dead now. And the reason I'm dead is because I smoked. So don't smoke. And it wasn't like a fake thing. It was a real thing he recorded before he died. So as far as an advocacy thing, that's good. But
the message, like you said, the message is really good.
Yeah.
Do you need his AI? I don't even know the right verb. AI created, AI assisted voice to help communicate that message? Can you communicate the message without doing this?
Like,
because it's also video. I mean, this is all, this isn't just voice. This is video that has been created.
Right. And there were PSAs out a couple of years ago, and it was, this is the last message my sister sent me before she crashed her car. It was like, she sent me this text, and then because she was sending me the text, she died. And then they showed the text. That's effective. Do you need to recreate it with AI? And does it really, to me, it would be really tough for me as if I was a family, and they signed off on it. It's not like they did this against their wishes, but it'd be tough for me if I was a family and my son died to be seeing this ad everywhere. Other than, I guess I'd be saying, well, it's benefiting other people. Like, it's painful for me to see, but it's benefiting other people.
Oh God, I struggle with this one because this is fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on reality, but this is fake. And you're using something fake to get people's attention.
Right.
You're using it for effect. This feels like taking advantage of a tragedy in a way I'm not comfortable with.
I don't know.
I think the family maybe wouldn't know the effect this was going to have on them. You know,
that's fair. Like, they might've signed off on it, not knowing how weird it would be. Well, and look, you can do this now fairly easily. If you have enough recordings of somebody,
oh sure,
you can feed them into 11 labs and then have it clone a voice for you of that person. And then you could have conversations with that person after they're dead. And I'm sure that's the next step. You go to probably a funeral home and they'll probably hook you up with an app so you can constantly talk to your loved one after their death. And I don't know that is allowing for closure. Right.
Who are we to judge? Right. Like, you and I have both lost people that are really close to us. And who am I to tell you what's going to give you closure or what's going to give you comfort? You do what you need.
Can I ask a question?
But I don't like creating the fake thing. It's one thing if you keep the voicemail, you know, and listen to the voicemail over and over because that's the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Quentin.
I have a question that might sound harsh, so I apologize in advance. What's the difference between this and befriending an AI bot? Because to me, they're very similar.
To me, they're different because this was a real person in the first place.
Well, okay, we're going a little bit beyond what happened here. So, like, this isn't them interacting with it. This is just it, so it can be used as an advocacy program to. It's a little vague on what they're bringing awareness to.
Rumble strips.
Rumble strips. They want rumble
the
strips.
Installation
on the,
of rumble strips on the highway, highways
to wake people up if they go across them. Okay, fine.
Yep.
So that's what it's primarily being used for. But at the same time, if they can do this, the next step would be, well, you can just clone the person in AI and then I could talk to them and see them, and then it would be like they never died.
I mean, it's an app, right? At that point, it becomes an app, and it's the Robert app.
Yeah.
and the Robert app has AI, has taken everything of his voice that they could come up with, and you open the Robert app, and it's Robert's face, and you can ask Robert, hey, Robert, who should I go to prom with?
Okay.
And Robert will tell you.
Okay. I'll just ask this. What's the difference between this, if it was like an app where you could have a conversation with him, what's the difference between that and Grandpa goes up to Grandma's grave every Sunday and he brings a chair and he sits there and he talks to her?
The best answer I have to your question is that when Grandpa goes and talks to her, we're not blurring the line emotionally between real and fake. Grandpa knows she's fake, or Grandpa knows she's dead. Grandpa knows. I did that. When my dad died, I went to my dad's grave and I talked to him all the time initially. When you create via technology a way for that person to continue, isn't there somewhere in your brain that
only if they
thinks they're still alive and you're still?
I guess the difference would be they don't have access to the same experience, right? Because they're just making a clone, and without knowing everything about that person before they died, they wouldn't have the same life experience. It wouldn't be the same thing. It would just sound like them and look like them. It's not actually them. When Grandpa Rocky goes talk to Grandma Adrian, he's doing that with her memory in his mind.
It's one-way communication.
Right. And
versus...
it's more contemplative than it is interactive. Does that make sense?
Yes. And so I'm thinking right now, like, my dad's been gone 24 years. And I'm trying to think, if I had an app on my phone right now that could take whatever was available of my dad's voice so that I could have a conversation with him, and I ask him, Dad, should I buy this house?
Yeah.
You know, when it came up last year. That is not good advice. Whatever advice the AI comes up with, you don't know what he would have thought.
Yeah.
You have no idea, right? That's where I'm.
913-586-7798. If you want to weigh in on this, let us know. 913-586-7798. We'll get your calls and texts coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
We have the ability to do it.
Yep.
Should we use AI technology to recreate the voice of someone who has passed for a good cause?
From the text line, if I could have talked to my husband every day after he died, I would have, but I couldn't. And that's what the grieving process is. You need to be able to move on. I think that's right. Because we don't live in a world where you just bring the person actually back. You're just bringing back a facsimile of them. And without that, you need specific closure. Let's go to Joel in OP. Hey, Joel.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Hi.
I think it's wonderful you're bringing this very emotionally charged subject up. I called in once before. My wife and I lost our only two sons a little over a year and a half ago within 8 months of each other.
Yeah, I remember.
They were in their mid to late 20s. I think a lot of it depends on the relationship that you have with the loved one and then where you are with yourself emotionally, because sometimes you don't want to see that person or hear them because it pours salt on the wound, so to speak. But for some, it might be comforting. So I think it's nice that you're kind of walking down the middle of the road and letting people share, because I think, you know, my belief is it just depends on where you were with that person at that point in time, if there's guilt, if there's pride.
Yeah.
But, thanks for bringing up the subject for everyone.
No, I appreciate
thanks
it, Joel.
Calling.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks.
And yeah, it's everybody grieves in their own way. Like, that's true. I think that at a certain point, when do you think it gets to the point where, and we don't have any time, where do you think it gets to the point where you're not letting the process work? Because that's what I would worry about, this putting up a roadblock and not being able to get over it.
I think it's more harmful earlier in the process, right? If it's been 10 years and you've gone through some stages and some steps,
yeah,
maybe not as bad, but early on, I think this is not great.
All right, coming up. Big viral video over the weekend was Phillies Karen, a woman who stole a baseball from a young boy, but she has a good reason why she did it. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.